Good morning, it's 7:19, and with your sports report, I'm Jesse King. In Major League Baseball yesterday, a big eighth-inning rally allowed the Yankees to increase their lead in the American League East. The Yankees trailed 3-2 before homering twice for 6 runs in their final at-bat to whip the second-place Rays 8-3. Elsewhere, the Mets picked up their third straight win by defeating the Twins 3-2. The Blue Jays topped the Red Sox 10-4. The Nationals ripped the Orioles 8-1. And the Phillies blew a 6-5 lead in the ninth before Bryce Harper supplied a 2-run walk-off double to give them a wild 9-8 victory over the Dodgers. In NBA news, the 76ers have confirmed their contract extension with All-Star guard Ben Simmons, a deal believed to be worth $170 million over 5 years. And the Knicks have finalized contracts with Marcus Morris and Reggie Bullock, two of their offseason additions. In NHL news, the Capitals have re-signed restricted free agent forward Jacob Vrana to a 2-year, $6.7 million contract. In other news, New York joined the growing list of states allowing wagering on sports after Rivers Casino and Resort in Schenectady opened its new betting lounge yesterday. The state's entry comes more than a year after the U.S. Supreme Court lifted a ban that had restricted sports betting outside of Nevada. New York State Assemblyman Gary Pretlow and Schenectady Mayor Gary McCarthy, both Democrats, were among the first to place their bets.
Who'd you bet on, Gary? Who'd you bet?
Oh, yeah.
I bet on Seattle.
Who'd you bet there?
Yankees?
Who'd you bet?
I couldn't bet the Yankees or the Mets. I had to bet Boston.
Other upstate casinos plan to begin offering sports betting in the coming weeks and months. Tioga Downs Casino Resort in the Southern Tier has announced plans to offer sports wagering starting Friday. I'm Jesse King.